Much performed, much parodied, much hummed and whistled, there would be no classical ballet without the Sugar Plum Fairy Waltzing Snowflake Drosselmeyer Mouse King pageantry called the Nutcracker Suite. Did you know that 40% of the revenue of most ballet companies in the United States comes in during the Nutcracker Suite around Christmas time? And in the more than a century since Tchaikovsky gave us the unstoppable Nutcracker, there have been some prodigious imitators and knockoffs. But for the last 2 years, there has been the option to experience the hip-hop Nutcracker from the Decadence Theater Company and the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. Jennifer Weber is the choreographer of the hip-hop Nutcracker. She's right here in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So how did you merge the classical music with the dance style that you describe as hip-hop? How did that work?
We just started, you know, with the score itself and with the story of the Nutcracker, and then we started reimagining it through the language of hip-hop, because that's the language that I speak as a choreographer and with the dancers as well. So we just started with listening and figuring out ways to translate those sounds into our bodies and into our language.
The music doesn't feel hip-hop to me. It seems like it would be quite a challenge.
It is a challenge, but, you know, that's like the thing about hip-hop is, like, you're always wanting a challenge. You're wanting to push yourself as an artist and to see, like, where you can push the language of hip-hop in new directions. So hip-hop is a vocabulary, and it doesn't need to be connected to hip-hop music. It can really be connected to any sort of story and any sort of music that you want. And I find the Tchaikovsky score so inspiring and so beautiful. And, you know, it really just took on a new life when we started setting hip-hop choreography to those sounds.
So much of the Nutcracker is in three, and so much hip-hop dance is in a four or a two beat. How did that work for you?
It's challenging. Yeah. I mean, you know, just counting the Tchaikovsky is so hard, you know. But the thing that's so cool is, because hip-hop is usually in a two or a four, it becomes very predictable. Like, you can feel the accent before you even do the move. And with Tchaikovsky, you can't. So there's this element of surprise that really adds so much to the hip-hop world.
And is the story the same? How would you do the synopsis versus what the classical story is?
It's very close. The first act itself is very close. It takes place in New York City at a block party in Washington Heights. It takes place today. And we sort of follow Maria Clara as she meets the Nutcracker, as they fall in love, and her parents are sort of feuding at the block party. And in the second act, when we go into the land of sweets, it's actually a nightclub, and Drosselmeyer leads them into this club, and we see mom and dad on the night they met in the 80s, and all those scenes in the second act are all sort of like throwbacks to old school 80s hip hop.
So it's the 80s. So it's like Run DMC is like cruising around.
In movement. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. How do audiences respond to this show?
It's amazing to see audiences respond to the show. It's such a diverse audience. You get people who love hip hop, people who love ballet, people who are, you know, just looking for a new holiday tradition for their family, and everybody's jamming. I think everyone really starts to feel the groove of the Tchaikovsky in a whole new way. And we also have Curtis Blow, who's a legendary old school hip hop MC, and he really starts the show off. So we have people like, they're totally jamming to Curtis Blow, and then they're totally jamming to Tchaikovsky. And it's so cool to watch that.
And this year you're on tour.
Yes.
And describe your tour.
The tour is going all over the U.S. We went to Miami. We're going to North Carolina. We just got back from South Carolina. And then at the end of the tour, we're going to be heading to Moscow.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually a really big hip-hop scene in Russia.
Sure.
So, you know, I think it's going to be really well-received. It just feels, you know, we're sort of like taking this Russian classic with an American twist and bringing it back to the homeland. And it's just a really cool opportunity to, you know, to share our vision and our interpretation of this piece with that audience.
Have you done anything to change the music at all? In other words, visually, when we see the performance, what is it we're seeing?
We actually have a DJ on stage. We also have an electric violinist. And we do have a couple scenes within the show where we remix the Tchaikovsky score. So we sort of loop it. Our DJ, his name is DJ Boo. He created a bunch of original beats. But we use it very specifically in the show to change location. So whenever the action changes from the party to the park, for example, we go into these hip-hop remixes. So we have, you know, a bit of a hip-hop sound in addition to the classical sound.
Jennifer Weber is the choreographer of the Hip Hop Nutcracker on its way to Moscow this holiday season. Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Thank you.